With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What would the world look like if we all pushed ourselves to have candid conversations with people who didn't look like us, think like us, or live like us? I'm Dave Hollis, and I'm on a mission to learn more about this world by meeting more of the people who live here. You may not always agree with everything you hear, but I guarantee you'll come away more informed on topics you might never have thought to seek out before. This isn't just a podcast, it's a community. And when we raise each other up, we all rise together. Hold on. I have barely even hit record. You started like mid-sentence.
I said, did you just fart?
I did not.
He said, you've accused me of that 4 times today because he has, gas has come out of his body out of some end.
How dare you?
4 times today.
How dare you? Here's the thing. We did have those fresh veggies as a snack.
They weren't blanched.
They were not blanched.
Like Chef David told us today. He would have been, you know, I was thinking about that. When on the live, he was like, if I come to your house for a party and they're not blanched.
I've never heard the word blanched in my life. I thought that that was a Golden Girls reference and I was wrong. Apparently, like drowning your vegetables in salt water is what blanching is.
Yeah, you barely boil it.
Barely boil it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think, right? Isn't that what he said? You get really salty water, like tastes like the ocean. You put it in.
You know what I cannot stand? Soft carrots.
No one likes carrots.
No one likes a soft carrot.
I like soft carrots.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Think about Outback Steakhouse.
I only know the Bloomin' Onion. I don't know about their vegetables.
Okay. So they're good. They're steamed. I love steamed veggies, like the steamed veggie mix, broccoli, cauliflower, carrots.
Pass.
Yum.
It's a hard pass for me. Hard pass for me. You've walked into a random conversation between Heidi Powell and Dave Hollis. Welcome to this episode of the Rise Together podcast.
When's Squirrel going to come out?
As soon as we can get some episodes over to our producer on this show and that show, Heidi and I, have a podcast that is literally about nothing and everything.
It's the best.
It is the best. And I left the disk drive that has those episodes on my nightstand at my house.
Oh.
So fail.
So not anytime soon.
Hashtag not this week.
Yep.
And I will get that rectified as soon as I possibly can so that we can make that happen because it's fun. It's actually mostly just fun and ridiculousness.
Who knew when you titled that show, because you picked the title,
that it would become a thing.
And I don't even think it became a thing because of the show. You picked it. You like spoke it before it became a thing. Now we have Squirrel Squad shirts. Did you see the image with the squirrel holding the iced coffee?
Yes.
Dave.
It's genius. Inside of this fitness community that has been created for our 60-day Get Fit Challenge, we often were doing lives, and as is the case with the podcast that we record, we are distracted. And the idea of being distracted and the, you know, the word squirrel, it comes from up.
No, it comes from Anchorman.
It comes from Anchorman. What do you speak of?
Yeah, because who was the one?
No, there was a
Brick.
Dog.
Do you remember Brick?
Yes, but I think Brick is imitating Doug from Up.
Up? Wait, no. Anchorman was before Up.
No.
Hold on.
All right. Well, this is a little sample of what you would actually get in Squirrel,
wait,
the podcast.
What are you looking at first, Anchorman or Up?
I'm just looking up where did...
What year did Anchorman come out?
My goodness. What year did Up come out?
I got my answer.
All right, so I got my answer.
You ready?
Three, two, one.
2004.
Wait. No.
Hold on.
Now
we have to Google this.
Wait a second. Was that in Anchorman 1 or Anchorman 2?
Anchorman 1. Was there a reference to Brick and Squirrel in Anchorman? He says Squirrel. I swear.
I don't know about this. There is a dog named Doug in Up who says squirrel.
Yes, it's Brick when he says, I love lamp. Remember Brick?
But the reference that I'm making is to the way that you get distracted.
I know.
And being distracted is not a condition that Brick suffers from. It's a condition that Doug, the dog from Up,
is it?
Suffers from. I mean, this person,
I
believe,
ask the audience, can this be an interactive podcast
played by Steve Carell? He may in fact say the word squirrel, but the name of the podcast where we are often distracted and go off on tangents,
it's from that,
is a reference to a dog named Doug who, as he's rolling, oh geez, I don't think we're even allowed to play sequences from Anchorman on this or any show that we ever are going to be working on.
All right, fine. I'm going to dig into that next podcast. We'll
next
have an
podcast.
Answer. Yep.
You are, on the day that this podcast comes out, you're doing a free webinar for the way that people have historically approached their fitness goals for a year with resolutions in mind, and you are trying to talk sense into people that might have otherwise come to believe that resolution setting is the way to get their fitness or health goals taken care of. Why is this? Why do you think that they're bunk?
Well, the reality is I don't think that goals are bunk. I think goals are great, but I think any time somebody thinks that the new year is the time to start, that same person has done this every single year for the past 10 to 20 years, right? And every single year, the same result happens. So there's a statistic that says that 74% of people that set a goal, set a New Year's resolution January 1 and start off, by January 13th, 74% of them have already given up. And then of the remaining, only 10% actually see their resolution through to completion.
Wow.
So it is such a small statistic. My thing is, if somebody is serious about a goal, like if on December 3rd, you start thinking about your New Year's resolutions and you are serious at this weight loss goal, like this is the year, right? You've tried and failed and tried and failed and tried and failed and tried and failed. And you think, okay, when January 1 hits, then I'm going to go. Most people, what happens? From December 3rd to January 31st.
You got
to
bulk up.
They get it all in. But this goes for anything. For years, you guys, on our show, I'm only talking to you right now, but on our show, we knew, like before casting week, we knew every single person was going to show up as full as possible with all the food. We also knew as soon as they went home from casting and they waited to be chosen for our show, Extreme Weight Loss, where we help people lose half their body weight over the course of a year, for anyone that never watched it. We knew that up until the day that we showed up at their home, they were going to be binging, because there is a mentality, not every one of them, but there is a mentality of, oh my gosh, once I can't have it anymore, life is going to be over. So I'm going to get it all in now, right? Statistically, it has been proven that people that say, hey, I want to start, like, this is my goal. It's December 3rd today. And instead of waiting till January 1, I'm going to start laying the foundation now. Those are the people that actually succeed. We shouldn't wait for a date. We shouldn't have January 1st be the day that we fail again.
Yeah.
We should have today no matter when it is, be the day that we start again. And we also need to change the mentality that when we fall off January 13th, because we might be that, it doesn't mean that it has to end there, right? That is when we are only one choice. We're one meal, we're one workout away from getting right back on track. So this whole webinar is going to be about the things that really have nothing to do with diet and exercise. And I think people think that weight loss and transformation, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's so much more. And when you get the so much more taken care of and you figure it out, anything is possible. Weight loss is an afterthought.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, everything that we've ever talked about, I am still very much the newest person in the room around anything, fitness, movement, nutrition, for sure. You have two decades worth of expertise. You have a pro card.
I have a pro card, and it's over two decades now.
It's over two decades.
I'm almost 40, Dave.
Of experience.
I was 18.
And between training and certifications and this pro card, which is you have been recognized at a professional level inside of the world of bodybuilding.
Which actually I only told you as a joke. Here's the thing. I'm not saying if anyone has a pro card, it's a joke, because it truly was one of my greatest personal accomplishments. But I don't use that to say, oh, let me train you, I have a pro card.
You did, though, happen to bring it up very early on in the courting process in an attempt to impress me.
I was messing with you.
You were flirting with me.
No,
and
I
it
was not.
Worked,
you
m'lady.
Was flirting with me.
And it worked.
That little piece of paper, it's actually, it's like a cardstock.
Yeah, I want to get it laminated just so that, like my old Blockbuster video card, it doesn't.
I laminated mine.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, perfect.
They don't come laminated.
Well, in that case,
it's. Pulled out my laminator.
It's weatherproof. Now.
Yeah.
It's good. If it starts to rain and you've got it in your back pocket, you're fine.
Amen.
Amen to that. But anything that we've ever talked about in my attempts for transformation in my own life or approaching so many of the things, like just even like bodybuilding or weightlifting, I shouldn't say like weightlifting for me, was something that I had something of a block around, thinking it was for me or that I could myself have the kind of muscle growth or build in the way that I've been able to until I met you. And some of that was having a conversation about this idea of like lifestyle choice versus mm-hmm. short-term challenge-related choice.
Yeah.
And some of it was just what I would honor as one of your superpowers, that you have this ability to help people see something in themselves that you see, but they might not be able to.
I appreciate that.
Well,
Thank you. You
are a transformation expert, but you're also like, you are like so high EQ in like empathy and being able to understand what people are thinking or feeling, but also you're a mirror. Like, I think like more than anything, you are able to like hold up for someone and say, look, this is what I see. And there was something at the beginning of us dating where you were like, you had said that I had great musculature, a thing that I did not even know what it meant. But the only thing I can relate it to is like when I was told that I, you know, was accepted into a gifted and talented program back in second grade, and some third party who had authority in who is smart and who isn't smart told me that I believed it for the first time.
Yeah.
And you, this person who has authority in body movement, weightlifting, you know, has a pro card, says something. I was like, oh, I think I have to believe this as a thing that is potentially true in my life. Let's go.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I think it's important to say, though, with that, because that sometimes can be toxic, right? Toxic positivity, truly. Because I've known trainers.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this knowing, well, I guess bear with me for a sec. I can see in people what they can't see in themselves. I can, 100%. But also, and you can attest to this, I think that has to be paired with a little bit of realism. Like, I have very, very, very realistic expectations with every single thing I do. I mean, with you in your musculature and me seeing the potential, I can't tell you how many times you and I talked and I said, hey, this isn't a goal. Like, when you had set the goal, this isn't a goal for me. This is a goal for you.
Yeah.
But I would be a bad friend, a bad trainer, if I didn't tell you realistically, you're not going to reach it this way. You'll reach it this way, not this way. And I still love you both ways. So I think there's three things. You have to be able to see potential in somebody, right? You also have to have realistic expectations. And you have to have compassion, grace, and love unconditionally, no matter what they choose.
Yeah.
And I believe that, I will say, when talking about the challenge, I think that sets our challenge apart from every other. Because everybody in the challenge, everybody, I can literally see, and you can too. Like, the thing is, you can train yourself to see the power and the magic and the ability and the capabilities in other people, which then starts to show you what's capable in yourself, right?
Yeah.
I believe this is how I saw my own power. But then you also see the importance. Like, if you were to tell somebody, and this happened in the past, you know, Chris and I would work with people and they would say, I'm going to get a six pack. And I could see their body and I knew that they weren't going to. They couldn't. Like, you know, everybody's shape is so different. But I didn't necessarily, neither Chris nor I had the heart to tell them what the truth was, right? Like, their body was not cut out for a six pack. It was cut out for killer quads, but not giving realistic expectations was really, really difficult, right? Anyway, those are things that I believe set our group apart. And then the grace component, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter how much you do. All that matters is that you show up every single day and it creates miracles in there. It helps people like you. Who, when the teacher says, oh my gosh, you're smart enough, gifted and talented, what happened with you? You ended up,
I started applying myself. Yep. I started acting like a smart kid. I, you know, like, was proud of the fact that I could achieve in getting good grades, and I became.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, as much as I tend to be someone who gets super, super excited about something that's new, that I start to have a little bit of success in, as a person who was a little more fixed mindset oriented as I grew up, when I was given the gift of seeing something that I could excel in, I just assumed that I could continue to excel in it. And so I have been a little more aggressive in my goal setting, and you have this gift of gently, but also like realistically batting back to how you get to a reasonable managed expectations. Because the thing that I think throws me off my track more than anything is when I do shoot too high, I end up falling short. I fell into what was realistic for me, but because of having fallen short, I now either give up or have less motivation, or I'm hard on myself, start having a bunch of negative self-talk. And the beauty of, like, hey, you know, you're going to plateau because of just the way that body transformation mm-hmm. takes place at this point. So instead of thinking that there's this linear, perpetually going to continue to get stronger over the course of time kind of path for you, moderate it just a little bit, so that as you are exceeding some of what the goals are that you set, you're going to be motivated and feel encouraged and pride and everything else, instead of discouraged because of having set something that was too unrealistic.
Well, you just actually hit on the reason why most people don't hit their New Year's resolutions. You did. And I don't even want to make it New Year's resolution based, although that is the time that most people think they need to set that goal. But that is the reason why most people do not love themselves. Like, you just hit on the number one reason people don't love themselves. It's because they don't have any belief in themselves. They don't think they can do it. They're going to act to the world like they can because we have ego. We want to look good. We want to be accepted. We want to be enough. But the reality is we feel like crap about ourselves because we only know overblown promises. We only know overcommitting. We only know setting a goal and failing. Setting a goal, failing, trying, failing, trying, failing over and over and over every single year. 2012, that's my year. 2013, 14, 15, we're in 2022. This is my year. What can I do to actually make it my year? Well, chances are anybody who's here right now who set goals year after year after year and failed, you probably aren't even telling anybody your resolutions anymore.
Yeah.
Like you begin because you failed. You've declared and failed so many times. You don't believe you can, and you feel like you look stupid to everybody else that you've been saying, I'm going to do X, and you don't do it. So you start to make silent promises. And silent promises are the most devastating promise you can make, because when you make a silent promise, you already know in your heart, you know in your gut, you're not going to fulfill it.
Yeah.
That's why you didn't say it.
Yeah.
So right there, like you're committing to it in your head, not even believing you're going to do it. And when you don't believe you can, you're not going to put forth the effort to actually do it. You're literally about to create that same story. Like, oh, I knew it. I knew I couldn't do it. I knew I'm a piece of crap. All of those things. When if we can just figure out, and we'll talk in detail on the webinar about it, but if people can learn that when you set a goal, when you have a New Year's resolution, you can do it January 1 or January 7th today by the time this airs. You can do it the 8th, right? But you have to stop. It's that you talked about it before. You had said you set such overblown commitments to yourself and you like usually fall short, right?
Uh-huh.
I like there's so much beauty to the phrase shoot for the stars, land on the moon, uh-huh. right? Because you can. I know so many people who accomplish so much huge in the world because they shoot for the stars and then they land on the moon. But that person, while they landed on the freaking moon and like set this epic example for everybody on Earth, they are on the moon feeling like a failure, right?
Because they didn't get to the stars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so the thing, when we set goals, we have to shrink them down. Every time we failed because we believe that weight loss or transformation means I got to work out an hour a day. I got to wake up at 5 a.m. I have to eat 5 small meals a day. It needs to be da da da. You have this idea of all of the things you need to do and you start off gung-ho doing them all. You do have a tendency, Dave,
yeah,
to I'm gonna do it, and you're like cold turkey, whatever it is, you are like quitting, right, or whatever. And the problem is when you do that, that is not an actual lifestyle change. Lifestyle change is being realistic, and it's doing one small little thing at a time, yeah, and building it, something we call integrity. We create integrity, our ability to do what we say what we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, with ourselves most importantly. And over time, that integrity creates momentum. We call it integrity momentum. And integrity momentum truly is the thing that leads to dignity, which is our ability to love ourselves, to believe in ourselves, and to know that whatever our word is, like whatever we speak, we can do, because we start to trust that our words have value again. So we can declare those goals and know that we can make them.
Yeah,
right?
Which is, by the way, part of why the secret promises thing is a thing, because if you've been historically someone who doesn't keep their word to themselves, mm-hmm. but does so in private, when you make a promise to yourself, you have so much history of it just having carried no weight that it doesn't have that sense of integrity that has you feeling good about yourself when you're by yourself or proud or with dignity. And so, like, it's a thing. And trust, like, it's a thing that I have been, oh my goodness, having to work on more and more, because I do have the very best intentions in mind, especially as I have continued to grow and become. There is something in having tasted what growth feels like that makes you want to grow even more.
That's exactly what it is. Like, it takes a ginormous leap of faith to tone it down, because you're like, well, why would I only jump 1 foot here when I know I can jump 4 feet?
Yeah.
Like, I know my broad jump is from this line to that. I'm just going to go there. And I'm like, no. But you have 100 jumps to do. You can't do 100 at 4 feet, but you can do 100 at a foot, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it does take a leap of faith. And it's so hard, because in the moment you feel like you have a lot of making up to do, for all the times you failed before. So you're like, I'm just going to do more now.
Yeah.
But the more you do now, the less you're going to do later and the more likely you are to fail.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it comes back to SMART goals in so many ways, you know, things that are realistic and that are specific. I mean, if you've been in third grade, you know what a SMART goal is. But the...
Do they talk about those in third... Do you know I did not learn that, a SMART goal, until I was a trainer?
Huh.
I never learned SMART goals in Arizona.
Well, I only know that it was something that was being taught in third grade because one of my humans was at home with their homework and I was looking at it and I was like, hey, look at these old SMART...
Amazing.
The good old SMART goals are being taught here in the local elementary school. Thank
that
you very
amazing.
Much. Yeah, no. But like having things that are attainable ends up being like among the most important.
Yeah.
And, you know, like having something that for me, like when I think about routine, I've talked about like the things that a routine needs to have. It needs to be something that you can do consistently, like every single day.
Like
kind
our
of
power
thing.
Promise.
Like your power promise.
Power promise. Something so stupidly simple. And I people don't like the word stupid, but it does. It needs to be so stupidly simple that you know you can do it every single day of your life.
Yeah.
It can't, like if it's, you know, if you have trouble drinking water in general, your power promise should not be to drink a gallon a day because you're not going to do it. But if you have trouble drinking water and you don't drink any, you drink coffee, you drink whatever, then your power promise could be something as simple as I promise to drink 8 ounces of water first thing every morning, right?
Yep.
But and that small thing has nothing to do with weight loss. It does, because water metabolically and in so many other ways cellularly affects our body. That small glass of water that you're drinking, more than anything, is showing you that you can make a promise and you can keep it. It's, there is power too in, I believe wholly in making a to-do list every day. And even if it's a thing that I've already done, like say I make my to-do list at 8 after I've taken the kids to school, I'll write it down and I'll cross it off, because to know that I set a goal and I achieved it, to visually see that I've achieved a goal and that I've won already for the day.
You're stacking wins.
It starts my day off on the right foot. And if I have a crappy rest of the day, I can go back to my to-do list. I can see the things that I actually did do, or the power promise that I made to myself and I kept, which was just drink a glass of water, and I win. And I am more likely to get up tomorrow and try again, where if I feel like a failure, I'm going to want to curl up in a ball, tell everybody how crappy I'm, especially tell myself how crappy I am, and I'm not going to want to do it.
Cue the speech from Admiral McCraven, making your bed. Like that simple thing is a simple but like huge thing, because of like start your day with a win, come back at the end of the day, no matter what your day's been, you get to see that you still accomplished something. You're reminded that you can still accomplish something more tomorrow. Big idea. But the lifestyle piece, like having something that you create that ends up allowing you to not overcommit, but actually try to have a new lifestyle as a hoped for outcome in your approach to fitness, is I think what's super important. It's part of why, as much as I say that, hey, every routine has to have consistency as a component, I also believe that it has to have flexibility, because life doesn't necessarily always, you know, afford you an ability to do every single thing that you need to do in your daily routine in the same order, in the same way. There are going to be days where you have to do your... moving your body happens to be a part of your daily routine. You might have to do yoga at the end of the day because of the way that a dentist appointment preempted your usual routine of going to a gym in the morning, whatever it ends up being. And so like having some flexibility that your life is inevitably going to show up in a way that sometimes has you having to flex, change, be able to like call an audible, ends up being important too.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
Flexibility and grace. So both things, because mm-hmm. I think we went through a time period where, at least inside of the fitness world that I was in, that's all that I preached was flexibility. Like, if you can't do it here, then do it here. If you can't here, then do, almost like I owed myself, right? If you eat this, then run this much. Like, it's like a deficit deposit type of a thing in the flexibility. And it works, right? That's what macro counting is. It's flexible dieting. And over the past 2.5 years, truly, since I've had my own kind of rebirth, right? Death of a marriage and a chapter of my life put behind me, and a rebirth of and a finding of who I am and what do I believe inside of nutrition and fitness and transformation, wholly, like holistically, spiritually, emotionally, and what I was missing. So I learned a lot in that phase of deficit, deposit, flexibility, macro counting, tracking, bank. But I was missing grace with myself. And so flexibility is awesome. And it's a thing I think we need to learn, because we need to understand knowledge is power. You know, it takes us out of the ignorance, which is bliss. But like, there's so much power in knowledge. But having knowledge alone is not enough if we can't be kind to ourselves when we don't do it right.
Yeah.
Right? Or if we can't reframe what right is. We have an idea of what right is, and what, and if we don't do that, then it's wrong. Like, if not A, then wrong. If not B, then wrong. And giving ourselves permission to be whatever we are and to do whatever we do and to have it be enough, but know that we are constantly going in the right direction toward betterment.
Yeah.
Is the most beautiful thing and the most beautiful place to be.
Part of why the Get Fit community was so extraordinary is I think that there are 357 moves in the program, recorded moves that you're walked through. Here's how you do them. And there's an at-home version. There's a men's and women's gym version. Like, there's a lot. There are just a lot of options with a lot of moves. And yet, there are still some moves that, because of the way that certain people will come into the challenge, not able to get to the ground and back up, maybe, or have a pre-existing knee injury or a back thing or whatever, some of the moves required a different kind of approach. And so the modifications that you came up with gave them an option to still participate on an everyday basis in a challenge. And I think, like, culturally creating an environment that said doing the modification doesn't make you less. It doesn't mean that you're not competing or completing, the challenge. It means that you're finding an alternative that allows this program to meet you where you are and maintains the integrity that every single day showing up that you're being asked for in a way that is flexible, that does still show and give some grace. And I think it's part of what, like, just reframing that was such a, I think it was a gift as a person who was trying to walk alongside people that were doing this program. Like, I used modifications almost every single day, but to see them also reframing how they thought about what it might mean to need to, as not a bad thing or some indictment that they weren't good.
It's just a thing.
It's just a thing.
Yeah. And in the programming and the creation of the programs, 357 moves was not necessary. What that does, truly, I mean, any trainer worth their salt knows you do not need that many moves to actually achieve physical results that you want. But our mind believes that we need more. Our boredom in this world that we live in, where variety. There's a very short attention span, does need variety. And so we programmed and gave a lot of options, but we did it knowing that you didn't know it. You don't need it, number one. And number two, that most people, not even some, we knew most people would not be able to perform all of the moves. But there's so much beauty in understanding the progression of a move. I hate to even say up and down, but truly the progression up to the most advanced level and the progression down. So for example, I use this example a lot because it's very simple. It's a Bulgarian split squat, which is it's an advanced move. Yeah. And when you add weight to it, it's a very advanced move. They're very hard. But that Bulgarian split squat is the same. It's you have to think, okay, what muscle groups am I working? And even if you don't know what muscle groups, is it lower body? Is it upper body? Right? But it can be boiled down to something as simple on the ground as a single leg bridge up, which is anybody can do a single leg bridge up, no matter their ability level. And so we have guides, simple movement guide that helps with, hey, here are some moves you can do if you can't do these other moves. And also that's where the daily workout videos come in handy, right?
Yeah.
So you and I, every single day, we shot videos, went through every workout, talked about modifications. Hey, you might want to do this. If this is hard, go here. And
by the way, like throwing out a single leg bridge up, as a person who, again, like I'm super new in the journey, I needed someone to explain what a single leg bridge up was. Like, hey, here's the video. Click the button. Yeah. You can see you've got one leg in the air. Your bum's on the ground. You're lifting it up. This is now a thing that replaces that Bulgarian split squat. Go do it if you need a modification or an alternative as you're approaching this, you know, this leg day, this core glutes day.
And I think even more than the moves and the workouts, which are beautifully programmed, the best part about it is the tone in the community, which is, hey, I don't care if you show up today and you do half the workout. I don't care if you show up and you do a tenth of the workout. All I really care about is that you show up.
Yeah.
Because if there is shame, if you feel like you did something wrong, if you feel like you weren't good enough to even try, if it felt overwhelming, you're going to stop showing up when that shame starts creeping in, right? And so if there's a way, I think that's what you and I have tried so hard to do, is eliminate shame no matter what. Like, I don't care if you binged last night. I don't care if right now you're watching our live or listening to this podcast, eating chips or Doritos. I mean, people used to watch our show Extreme Weight Loss and binge eat Ben and Jerry's, right? But I don't care, because I care that they showed up. I care that they're watching something to improve how they feel and they're being inspired. Because if that trainer, if that group has you feeling like, hey, if you can't do all of this, don't even come in.
Yeah.
They're not going to make it. They're not my people.
Yeah.
You know?
No, they're not going to make it. The community has been overwhelmingly, like, surprisingly so, and I don't want to take anything away from people. I had no concept that we would have the kind of feeling inside of the group. I think I left the community more full and filled up because of their energy and the way that they were pouring into each other every time we did just about anything. Yep. And man, there's a lot of the OG crew that's back for this time, which is amazing. We are so we are in the midst of a pre-week for the challenge that starts properly on Monday, January 10th.
Yep.
So today, as a part of the pre-week festivities, we did a live with a guy named David Rushing, who is a chef.
From season 4 Extreme Weight Loss.
He was on the show. And he went through meal prepping, right?
It was amazing.
It was one of the most fun. I think I'm bringing it up in part because we are also we're taking, you know, the opportunity for transformation seriously, but we're having a lot of fun and having a lot of laughs in the midst of the seriousness. Like, the workouts themselves, they're going to push people. They're tough. So the community of support, of love, of come as you are and be loved for just being here and our lives as much as, again, we're going to try and, I say we, like, you're going to answer a lot of the questions,
we're there.
I am going to offer some levity and
what was
some
the phrase
fun.
That they had last time? They said, we come for Heidi's workouts and we stay for Dave's lives.
This is true. Yeah. I'm not suggesting jokes. That it is a stand-up hour every time we're doing anything, but I try my very best to bring some fun material. That's part of this. It's like, if you're going to have some sore muscles, or you're going to, you know, like, complain is the wrong word, but commiserate over a set of burpees that were part of the metabolic conditioning, the least you can have are some great people that you're making virtual community with, and some fun that comes from the squirrel masters, the two of us.
You never know what you're going to get. Okay?
You literally never know what you're going to get.
It's the most reliable, unreliable group you'll ever be in. And I shouldn't say unreliable. It is the most dependable, I don't know, but you never, unexpected.
There is a guarantee.
There's an oxymoron in there.
That there will
That's
be no wheels on the bus, that there will be something that technologically goes sideways, that we will, you know.
We don't take ourselves seriously.
No, we don't. And the thing is, like, each of the daily videos where we're walking through the programming, you know, one of three of those videos definitely has something that, you know, maybe goes like, close to the line of inappropriate, that definitely pokes a little fun at one or the other of us, and that attempts to, as much as it might attempt to educate you on what the workout of the day is, also hopes to leave you with a little bit of smile on your face as you're walking into the day's workout. I was really pleasantly surprised. I gained a lot of muscle the first time around.
Yeah,
a lot.
You did.
And I'm about to go ham. I'm going to go hard in the paint. I'm about to push myself to
You know
really
what hard in the paint means?
So like there's a little circle at the top of the key in basketball.
I was going to tell you.
And then there are these lines.
Yeah, that's the paint.
And the paint
I was going to tell you.
Oh, you were going to tell me?
I have a Michael Jordan rookie card.
Oh.
Dave.
One
I'm
of the
I'm a basketball.
Most,
that's really the reason he loves me.
One of the most appealing characteristics.
Yeah, I
of
actually
Heidi
said I got a pro
Lynn.
Card and he's like, "Oh cool. I'm like, I got a Michael Jordan rookie." That was like the next thing I threw out.
Heidi is downplaying the significance of this Michael Jordan rookie card. It is extraordinary. If you are not familiar with basketball cards, 1986 Fleer.
You guys, it's amazing.
Year.
It's a 10. If you're a grader,
here we
Listen
go.
Up. It's a 10.
We just had a conversation about not setting too high of expectations, Dave, so that we can't let ourselves down.
But then there's also this thing when you know,
when
right?
You, when you know, you know.
Like, I know. I pulled up. You guys, I pulled up nines online.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Can we
just give them
tens?
A little background?
Yeah.
Of like what? So I am a sports card memorabilia enthusiast.
No one knows what you're talking about.
And inside of the world of sports memorabilia, there are grading services that will take your cards, the little piece of cardboard
this
rectangle.
Is a very important thing.
And will tell you on a scale of 1 to 10 what they are in terms of being pristine, gem mint,
like,
or garbage.
Like no edges, like your edges have to be.
The coloring's perfect.
Yeah,
the
like
edges
the centering
are straight.
Of the card, the
no
print.
No bends, no nothing. Everything is. And if you can get yourself a 10 of this Michael Jordan card, well, go ahead and buy yourself a second home. That's how much it's worth.
Yes. It's crazy. And I got it from my dad, who just was like, here, you want it? I'm like, yeah, I guess. Didn't even know what it was at the time.
I can't. Well, number one, the fact that he gave it to you is a sign that he liked you more than your siblings.
Well, I had three brothers. And he actually said, before he died, he knew that Gimo, Darren, and Denver would all fight over the Michael Jordan. So he gave me the Jordan. He gave my other brothers, the Dennis, the Rodman, the Pippen, and something else.
Gosh, you won.
I got the lottery. I did.
You won the lottery. Those other
How
cards are lovely.
You? Would you have given that to your daughter?
I don't know that I would. It's an extraordinary gift, and that I have held it in my hand. I've sung it songs to sleep at night. I've prayed over it. This card is, it's like, it's just such a rare find.
It is.
Anyway, measure your expectations. Get it down in the nine range.
And we pulled the nines, and we have images of the nines. I feel like we need a podcast where we can share a screen. So I can show.
I think it's called YouTube now.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
No, they made this thing. It's great. I mean, sometimes there aren't videos that I'd like to watch there, but I mean,
I feel like we need to get.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do a YouTube side by side.
It's a 10.
It's a 10.
I'm telling all right. you.
We'll see.
Second, where are we going to buy it?
If if you are someone who is thinking about how to approach health, fitness, but not just physical health or physical fitness, also mental health and mental fitness over the beginning of this 2022 year, I would encourage you to take a look at our Get Fit Challenge. You get the benefit of Heidi's 2 decades of experience, some unbelievable additional coaches. There's a nutrition coach and Chris Doxy. We're going to have other experts in their individual fields pop in and share their expertise with our community on a regular basis. I'm going to tell funny jokes on lives and be hopefully the person that you maybe see yourself in a little as an earlier in my fitness journey question asker to this person who has a lot of expertise and understands so many of the moving parts inside of this fitness world. And we try to also address the mental component of health, where we'll talk about finding your why. We'll talk about the way that you have to have the right mindset or understand, you know, a lot of the bigger concepts inside of personal development. If you're interested in having health that sticks, that works and matters longer than the 13 days that most resolutions end up falling off by. So anyway, the community is at, I'm going to put it in the show notes too, HeidiPowell.net/get fit. I made mention of the fact that the webinar that Heidi is hosting is tonight. Mm. If you're listening to this on the first day that this show has come out on January 7th, it is at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and is going to be available. You have to go to HeidiPowell.net/webinar.
Good job.
And you can drop your email in and immediately get access. It's a free conversation about how to set up. I'm going to be there.
He's going to be there.
But it's going to be a free conversation about how to create a plan that lasts, debunking some of the challenges that exist with a resolutions kind of mindset so that you can set yourself up for success.
Amen.
What did I miss?
You didn't miss anything. I think you got it all. I'm excited.
All right.
If you're not a part of the challenge, you just need to come do it. I'm telling you all the things that he said, and then I'm going to add to it. If you're looking for something where you feel like you belong and you're looking for a really fun time, if you're looking to stop feeling like exercise, nutrition, all of it needs to be so serious, and you're looking to love and accept yourself no matter what size you are, this is where you need to come. You do. Come be a part. It's awesome. And Dave and I will be there with open arms and a big hug waiting for you. And then you get to be a part of our event in April.
Oh my goodness. I forgot about that. We did a walkthrough of the event space today.
Yeah, we did.
For people who are a part of the challenge, they and they only are going to have an opportunity to roll on into the Phoenix area.
Yep.
It's April 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yep.
And it is going to be a party. It's going to be all about the idea of showing up for yourself, the idea of finding yourself, of becoming yourself. And we've got 3 days worth of content, programming, speakers, really fun activities, some challenging push yourself classroom style work as well. So anyway, if you're interested in rolling into town with a bunch of like-minded people and hanging out with us, that's something, again, that just is available only to the folks that are inside of the 60-day challenge. As I mentioned, it starts up on Monday, the 10th. The pre-week continues with the webinar tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're going to teach the Finding Your Why course on Friday. We're going to do some fun.
Oh, wait, no, we're doing Finding Your Why tomorrow.
We're doing Finding Your Why tomorrow, which would be
that's
today.
That's going to be a full day. It's a full day going from Finding Your Why to
the webinar?
Wow.
Let's go.
Wowza.
It's a full buffet.
We're going deep. Going deep today.
We're going deep. I feel excited and excited for you. If you are someone who ends up joining this community, I can believe because I know the quality of the effort that you put in and the work that the team has put into this. But the feedback from our first challenge, just so affirming, so absolutely life affirming. So many unbelievable stories of transformation, and not just weight transformation or body transformation, but mind transformation. And we're going to be spending this weekend with our three winners from the first round, goodness. Who are flying into town for on Friday for a couple of days of fun with the two of us. There is a prizing component to the challenge as well. There's tens of thousands of dollars worth of prizes that will be given out.
$1 million worth if you count hanging out.
Oh, well, how do you put a price tag on hanging out with Heidi and I? I'm sure that somebody on the internet can put a price tag on it.
I'm sure someone in some community is going to make a comment about this.
Oh, bless up. Anyway, check out the link in these show notes, HeidiPowell.net/getfit. If you are interested in joining this community, we would love to have you there.
At Almo, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Almo's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit HelloAlma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's HelloAlma.com/therapy60.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. I'm going to end this episode with the same question I ask every one of our guests at the end of an episode. And that is, if you could share just one thing with our audience, it could be a quote, it could be a tip or trick, it could be a thing that's been on your heart. If there was a thing that you could give them, gift them, that would afford them some peace, that would afford them some self-love, what would that thing be?
I mean, there's a lot. I feel like I gave a lot.
You did.
If there's anything else that I'm going to give, and this doesn't, it's going to apply to somebody. But I think no matter, you need to know that no matter where you are, whether you're in a good spot or you're in a really, really, really hard spot, or you feel like you're succeeding, or you feel like you keep failing over and over and over and over and over, I think it's super, super important to trust that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. You are. I had people in this challenge now, the second one, saying, I was going to sign up for the first. I decided not to, and I've been kicking myself. I regret it. My answer to that, or to anybody listening that's like, gosh, I should have started so long ago. No, I believe you were meant to start now. Like, I believe you were meant to feel all of the pain, all of the things that you felt leading you to this point. And now is the time for you to help yourself. Now is the time to dive in and be your best you. And that is a very important thing I think everybody needs to remember going through the journey. When you fall and when you feel like you can't do it, you have to remember you are exactly where you're supposed to be. You messed up and you were supposed to mess up. And you can get right back on track. You're one meal, one workout, one choice away from being right back on track at all times.
Love. I'll tell you what, this is the second Rise Together episode that I've recorded today. The first one was with three-time Super Bowl champion Mr. Troy Aikman of the Dallas Cowboys.
How do I fare?
And I just want to say that this is one of the two best episodes that I've recorded today.
Wow.
I'm kidding. Wow. I love you. And love would you. Prefer to spend as many hours
you
of the rest.
You didn't record with Troy Aikman sitting in a bed, did you?
Oh, how dare you. All right. Thank you, Heidi, for joining me on this episode of the Rise Together podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, do us the favor of sharing it with every person you've ever met in your entire life. Tag both Heidi and I. And if you end up joining the challenge, please tag us so that we can celebrate your becoming part of this fam. We are going to be live each day of the rest of this week as we finish up our pre-week inside of our private Facebook community, and hope to see you there between now and next week. I hope that you will remind yourself that you deserve grace, and that you, as Heidi said, are just one good decision, one workout, one meal away from being right on track, right back on track.
Amen.
Love you.
I love you. And we love you guys.
Bye-bye.